Okay, welcome to my channel. I'm Aaron Lin. Okay, I continue my slogan, okay? So for this video, I'm going to share with you my thoughts and my feelings about the 2025 property market. Why do I want to talk about this? It's because I feel that 2025, right, so far out of so many years to come, 2025 has the most uncertainty. Okay, when I say uncertainty, I'm going to share with you what I have written down, because I've gone through my notes. I want to give you the exact information that I have been seeing, and what I have been like emphasizing, what I've been looking at, what I care about and what I don't care about, to understand the 2025 Singapore property market. Okay, so this started from 2024, and when it's in November, we have the EOK launch and the Trump Park launch. I think that launch started everything that leads to what is going to happen in 2025, or maybe give a hint or a signal to what will happen in 2025, okay? So they perform very well. Do not jump the gun. It doesn't mean that they perform very well means I feel that 2025 will do very well. That's not what I think, okay? That's not fully what I think. So I'm going to go through some of the facts that have happened. November, Trump and EOK sell very well. Then I had this feeling that the cooling measure is coming. So I posted in my Telegram group. If you are in my Telegram group, you will realize that I update a lot of my Telegram group, and I also did some of the special video in my Telegram group that you can only watch in my Telegram group. Okay, so you can go and join my Telegram group. It's free. The link is at the description below. If you cannot get it, you can WhatsApp me. So I was saying that there may be a cooling measure. Then later on, some people come out and say that there's a cooling measure. There may be what? Additional buyer stamp duty increase and whatsoever. And I actually did a video to attend to that, but not a specific video, because I talk about a lot of things that at the end of the video, I talk about that. So I don't know if you catch that ball that I have thrown it out. But what happened is, later on, the government came out with a news recently. I didn't write down the dates, on cooling measure. Okay, so these are some of the things that I want to emphasize what the government has come out with. He says that there will be more BTO flats in 2025, 19,600. From 2026 to 2027, we have 30,400. And they did say that all this effect on BTO flats, as well as like Prime Plus, Living, all this categorization or classification of HDB flats, BTO, 10 years MOP, the effect will not come now. It's too early to tell. If you read the article, the other one that I did emphasize was in the Telegram group I did share, is that the downgrader was about 34% that bought a million property. Then later on, because of the cooling measure of the 15 months, meaning that you cannot buy HDB flat 5 room or bigger, or you cannot buy HDB flat for like below 55 years old, you need to wait 15 months later to come back to buy HDB flat. After that cooling measure was implemented, the 15 months cooling period, the percentage dropped to 12% as of January-November 2024. Is it a big drop? I would say that not too bad. But there is a very important thing. He says that the cooling measure will be lifted if needed. Okay, so I want to emphasize this, because a lot of people do not understand that cooling measure is like a floodgate. It's like a dam. When they add cooling measure, they are trying to dam up something. They are trying to block something. But can it be removed in the future? It can. So it depends on the property market. The government doesn't want a property market that goes down. The government also doesn't want a property market that goes up too fast and then explode. So I would say that a healthy property market, not too healthy, is what the government wants. This is my own opinion, okay? Then later on, one important thing that a lot of people do not see is that there was a news on this One Bernam. One Bernam, if I'm not wrong, is Tanjong Pagar or something. It's a CCR property. They slash price by 27% and they sell 87 units. Why do I want to say this? This is on 13 Jan. why do I want to say this is because I want to emphasize something is that developer can slash price. It's whether they need to, want to, and have to or not. Okay. So if a development do well, then they don't need to. If a development don't do too well, then they need to. So this really depends back to the different locations, different development, different project, etc., etc. So does it mean that the overall property market, everyone is doing well? No. Okay. My answer is no. So I don't want to emphasize this because I've been emphasized this many, many times. And whether you get it or not, some people just don't get it lah, because you don't focus and watch the video. You don't pay attention. Ma. You keep trying to have your own thinking. You know. So if you have an open heart to what I say, you will get a lot of important info. So recently, we have something interesting also. We have the Ori or Oreo or what? That's the Toa Payoh launch that sold 86%. This is in January. Okay. So all these things are accumulative. Why am I going through all this event? It's because for me, all these things are accumulative. All these things are evidence. All these things are things that are happening. Things that have happened. And it will determine the next step by the government and by the market. It will be what? It's like a road to something, you know. It has to stack up, it has to accumulate, something must have happened to reach somewhere. So I think to have all this information is very important, okay? Next, there is a news article that show us what happened to the private property market. The private property market in quarter 4, 2024 went up 2.3%. In 2024 as a whole went up 3.9%. Is it very high? To me, not very high. Is it something that the government don't really like? Is it 3.9%? Is it too high? I would say that borderline, something at about 2 plus should be good. 3.9 is around 4, maybe a little bit high. That's in my opinion. HDB quarter 4 went up 2.5%. 2024 went up 9.6%. So why do I want to say this? I feel that 9.6%, in my opinion, I think is too high. So I feel that this is something that the government will also monitor, the government will also see, because how the government come up with cooling measure, etc., is really through the numbers. So I think all these statistics and numbers are what the government is looking at, and it's an important factor that they are considering. So all these factors will lead to something. It's a cause and effect. First of all, that one later. Okay. Okay. Then next. Sorry. I have a lot of things that I want to share with you. Recently, we have this renter. Renter fell 1.9%. When renter dropped 1.9%. So a lot of people, you all feel that, hey, Aaron, you never really, what you say not accurate. Like, I already told you already, renter is the first thing that will happen. And renter really happened in 2024. And I think at the start of 2024, we already say that renter will drop. And then renter really dropped. And then now in 2024, you show renter drop 1.9%. HDB market, why 9.6%? Actually, frankly speaking, I feel that there's a lot of MOP units, and all these MOP units that is new 5 years, 6 years in the market, going for 900,000, 1 over million, 1.1 million, they are contributing to the 9.6%. So how does the government see it? I don't know. But I feel that, in my opinion, you may not agree, you may hate me, I still feel that a cooling measure is needed. 9.6% is not healthy for a public housing market, okay? 9.6% a year to me is not healthy. Private home market 3.9%. This 3.9% also contributed by new launch. Okay, if I'm not wrong, lah, correct me if I'm wrong. So 3.9%, is it very high? I feel that it's not high. If we were to separate resale and new launch, maybe there is no 3.9%. Maybe it will be lower in my opinion. Because like I shared, a lot of people say, hey, Aaron, the market is still going up, but is your property going up? I think the major question is the property that you're holding, is the property that you have, is it still going up? I think that is the big question you have to ask yourself. It's not about the property market, okay? The property market statistics will actually eventually stimulate a cooling measure or stimulate something else. It won't it doesn't mean that today it goes 3.9% means your property price will increase 3.9%. So we need to know how to understand the statistics to understand our own property, manage our own property, and make sure that we ourselves is making money on our own property. Okay, so all these things are things that have happened, already happened, and they are stacking up. Okay, they are stacking up. So the most important part that I want to share is that we have a budget coming on 18 Feb. Okay, we have a budget coming on 18 Feb. So 18 Feb, the ministers will start to announce whatever budget meetings, like whatever coming out, or maybe there may be a cooling measure, maybe, I don't know, but I feel that 18 Feb, normally 2 times in a year is very important. One is budget, second is National Day speech. So these two are speech that will actually implement things. Of course, we have cooling measure that is not implemented on these two timings, but most of the major cooling measures are announced on 18 Feb as well as the National Day speech. Okay, so I feel that 18 Feb is very crucial. Why do I say so? First of all, let's understand this. Because February is really a very crazy month. February, we have Thai Pusam, Valentine's Day, Total Defense Day. Okay, just a joke. Okay, because I was looking at February now, like, wow, February also a lot of day. January, a Chinese New Year, like, then February got Thai Pusam, like, Valentine's Day, like, Total Defense Day, like, then March 1st, we got Ramadan. Like, wow, a lot of things are coming up. So these 2 months is really a very busy thing. But it's not only busy in all these days, it's also busy on the property market. Why? Because we have the Parktown Residence launching on 7 Feb. Booking day 22nd Feb. Okay, why I say that? Later I emphasize. Why must I say booking day? Booking day is the day that they buy. Okay, it's 22nd Feb. Oreo, which is the Oreo, there's a lot of names that's very similar. This AUREA is the Golden Mile one. It launched on 22nd Feb, booking day 8 March. Then Ori of Tampines, which is the EC, is targeted in February. Then we got Elta, which the same time as Parktown Residence, which is the Tampines one, also 7-17 and 22nd Feb. All these things are hovering around the 18 Feb budget. So the 18 Feb budget is very crucial, because the 18 Feb budget is definitely based on what has happened in November and what has happened, whichever cooling measure they have implemented, and also whatever statistics, 3.9%, 9.6%, renter fell 1.9%, the government definitely take into consideration of all these things that is happening. Okay, so whatever we see on 18 Feb, to me, I feel that it's important. Will there be something big? I don't know. But I feel that 18 Feb is crucial. Why? Because you realize that all the booking days, 22nd Feb, 8 March, and whatsoever, is all after the 18 Feb budget. So the 18 Feb budget, the announcement, if there is important things that will trigger the market, definitely all this launch will get affected. Okay? All this launch will get affected. So to sum up whatever that I written on this paper, I just want to share with you is that I don't want to jump to conclusion for 2025. Why? The reason is very simple. Because I already said in my video in November, December that 2025 is going to be a crazy year. Why? Like I say, 2025 is a crazy year. Now you know, because we got so many launch in just the first 2-3 months of the year. Then after that, so I just want y'all to understand, we got so many launches for the last 3 to 4 months. Where are all these launches coming from? All these launches are coming from the land that the government has thrown out. So who are creating all these launches? Actually, technically, if you see it, all these launches are created by the government. The government wants to throw more supply in the market so that they can soften the market in terms of the resale market. They also want to soften the market in terms of collective sale. They don't want collective sale to happen. So by throwing more lands, right, then developer will not go to collective sale so much. They will just focus on land bid, because it's easier to build from scratch than to go and hack and to go to for a whole collective sale process and whatsoever. It's definitely easier to go and tender. Okay, so all these things are stacking up. So like I shared in November and December, I said that the first quarter of 2025 is going to be crazy, and we have already witnessed it and going to witness it soon, and we already see what is happening. So to me, the 2025 effect, right, the whole year effect will definitely depend on the first quarter. So this first quarter is really, really something that, okay, in my year of in the property market, I've never seen so many things being squeezed and concentrated on just the first quarter of the year. Okay, there is still other launches later on. It's not that don't have, but are the other launches significant? My answer is I don't think so. In terms of location, the size and everything, they are not that amazing. But this few launch that is happening for the last few months, they are, to me, signature launch. The location is not too bad. The location is good. The layout is okay. The location is considered a rare location that hardly come by and whatsoever. So all these launches are significant launches. So the market will definitely determine a direction and a motion by the first quarter. And the budget is also a significant place, a significant event that will tell us where the market is going. And do not forget that in 2025, we are going for our general election. And in 2025, now we have Trump as the US president. All these things are things that will actually make a difference to the property market. So do not jump the gun. For me as well, I feel that I will not jump the gun. I will not make any comment on like whether the property market is going to be good this year or not good this year and whatsoever. I feel that whatever that is going to happen will really, really, really depend on the first three months. So I just want to do this video to help you understand what has happened, what has stacked up, and what has been accumulative, and what will happen later on really, really, really is because of what has happened before that. So that's it for today's video. Hope you understand. If you don't understand, leave me a comment. I will try to explain to you. I really go through all the news article, all the dates and everything, and came up with everything very, very clearly already. So I hope this video is clear enough. So hit the like button, subscribe button. I know that the market is not moving yet, and a lot of people are still not starting their plans on their property and whatsoever. But I feel that as an agent, as someone in the Singapore property market, I feel that this is a important part of 2025. So good luck to everybody. I see you in next episode. 新年快乐, 恭喜发财, Happy New Year, and thank you for watching. Bye bye.